Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
June the 13th, 48 people arrested during that large protest outside Aramark's headquarters in Philadelphia. Workers say they're fighting for a new contract and wage hikes and force the closure of the Market Street Bridge between Center City and University City right near Aramark's headquarters. And so they've said that they're just surviving. They're trying to live. This is Local 274. Aramark employees from the Wells Fargo Center, Citizens Bank Park, Lincoln Financial Field. They're all demanding family-sustaining wage increases, they say, as well as year-round health care benefits from company leaders. So they've been striking for some time now. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman reportedly speeding and at fault. This is in connection with that car crash over the weekend that we talked about in Western Maryland. Crash happened shortly before 8 a.m. Sunday morning in the westbound lanes of I-70 at I-68 in Hancock. So the report is back from Maryland State Police saying that Senator Fetterman was driving a Chevy Traverse when, for an unknown reason, he struck the back of a Chevy Impala.
Good night, everybody.
So Fetterman's got a lead foot, huh?
Roop.
Interesting. All right.
Yes.
Well, I mean, every time when I heard the report that he hit somebody from behind, I mean, anytime you hit somebody from behind, it's automatically your fault, doesn't it?
I always thought so.
Yeah.
If you're T-boned by somebody.
Yeah.
Although, remember when I was T-boned by that lady? Yeah, was that a couple summers ago?
No, sorry.
Philadelphia cop came and said, "We don't decide."
Oh.
We don't decide in Philadelphia.
Interesting.
Wow. All right.
Because I just, truthfully, I just think in Philadelphia that we have too much other crime.
I'm not accusing anybody of anything, so don't take it this way. But let me ask you a question. John Fetterman, I know he's a big weed proponent and legalizing it and everything like that. Does he imbibe himself? Do we know?
It's interesting. I could see it.
Yeah.
I could totally see it.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially after dealing with what he's had to deal with in the last 2 years.
I wouldn't blame him. Yeah. I wouldn't blame him. I would blame him if you know, he got behind the wheel.
Oh, yeah, if he was under the influence, sure.
But, you know, obviously I'm not accusing him of that, and I don't know. But
yeah. My question would be, you know, who would win in a race, Fetterman in the Traverse or Dawn in the minivan?
Oh, totally me. 100%.
Floor it,
baby. Even in the minivan.
How long does it take you to get here in the morning?
Well, I'm coming from Chestnut Hill, so it takes me a long time.
Okay.
I drive 25 the whole way.
Yes.
How quickly does that minivan go 0 to 60?
do you take Kelly Drive, you know, with all the turns and everything?
Lincoln Drive. I don't take Kelly.
No, okay.
Lincoln.
Dawn, why don't you give out your
license? No comment.
How about we give out your license plate while we're
no,
out?
No, it doesn't matter.
I drive slowly.
I'm curious if she, you know, treats Lincoln Drive like a speedway.
Nah, Yagurov.
Or a lover.
Yagurov sends the Odyssey chopper. She gets the private flight. She's like Dr. Jill.
That'll be the day. Well, in this report, Maryland State Police, because I think state police do apply fault. They say, and the Maryland State Police, they're saying Fetterman was at fault after he rear-ended that second driver, who was a 62-year-old woman just before exit 1, I-68. So he and his wife, Giselle, who was also in the car, don't know why. Giselle was not driving. Which I'm kind of surprised.
Possible that Giselle was yapping a little too much and she just
always blaming the woman, huh? Man.
Are we almost there yet?
No, we're not there yet. How far back do you think he has to sit?
Oh.
Wow.
He's almost in the back seat probably.
I mean, I'm 6'2" and I sit very far back.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And you're not driving a massive vehicle either.
No.
Yeah.
Fetterman released a statement. This was an unfortunate accident. I'm relieved and grateful there were no serious injuries. I need to do better and do it slower, and I will.
Interesting.
You could apply that statement to many aspects of life.
I mean, look, I have a lead foot sometimes, too. Nick Hale, I'm sure you do as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure 99% of the audience does.
Does anybody actually not speed at some sort of consistent frequency, right? Like, it's almost hard, like, especially in some of these just routine roads where it's 35 miles an hour, assuming it's not rush hour. It's kind of hard to do 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, I don't know. This morning on Woodhaven Road, there was two like construction vehicles like driving back to back in both lanes. I was like, all right, come on.
Yeah, and somebody's got to go.
And as soon as one got over, like I treated it like it was the Daytona Speedway. I'm like, let's go. Let's make up some time here, folks.
Well, we do have some new images of suspects wanted in that New Jersey one of the boardwalk assaults. So they keep releasing, this is Wildwood, North Wildwood police releasing more images of those suspects wanted in connection with that aggravated assault we've talked about last weekend. That happened at 26th Avenue on the boardwalk June 8th. They haven't released other details about the incident, but they are releasing pictures of these kids in their t-shirts and swimsuits and whatever. So they're tracking them and clearly pressuring the students or their parents, whatever you want to say, through social media, pumping these new images now that they have of these two suspects. They are accused, by the way, of just randomly attacking people. And in one case, a 22-year-old guy with his girlfriend. In that one, the 22-year-old's parents weren't too far away and the dad intervened. But they just randomly were punching this 22-year-old, knocked him down, were even kicking him in his face. So that was just one of the incidents that happened last weekend. But due to everything that's been going on, and that's since Memorial Day weekend, mm-hmm. we have in Wildwood, a new no backpack rule, much like we have in Ocean City. And all of these different commissioners down the shore are beginning to say something that I think we've been saying for a while, that unfortunately some of this has to end with the term "the lawyers always win," mm-hmm. because if now they can show all your pictures and the video of what you do, and you're held not only criminally liable, but civilly liable, and then if you're underage, your parents
sure.
could have to pay. So they're going in that direction just to try to shut this down.
Yeah, you can see it coming a mile away.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have, we'll talk about the Leah Thomas ruling, but in that ruling, formerly Will Thomas, obviously local story, UPenn, Thomas swam as a male, then as a female, and now the ruling prevents Thomas from competing in women's races at the Summer Olympics this August.
Yeah, I'd like to get Riley Gaines on the show to get her reaction to that.
Yeah, she was tweeting out about it and felt it was, you know,
mm-hmm.
a real victory. Yep. So the only thing I'm going to say is all the headlines say Leah Thomas loses. I would change that headline to say a victory for women and girls in sports.
Yeah.
And just call out the headlines that say, oh, they're banning Leah Thomas or Leah loses. No, this is a victory for females and women.
I would change
right?
I would change it to Will doesn't win. But, you know. By the way, I reached out to Riley Gaines the last couple of times trying to get her on. Ghosts me.
Yeah.
She's too big for us now, Dawn. Yeah.
And she's busy. When will she run for Congress or Senate?
That's a good question. Possible future for
right?
sure. If she wants to go down that road.
Well, what did she go to school for? Dental school?
Yeah, she wanted to be a dentist. She never envisioned going into media or being an advocate for, you know, female rights and things like that.
God bless.
Yeah.
The story that broke, it actually broke mid-morning, and I was happy to see this yesterday. Meek Mill, locally, Jay-Z's Roc Nation, they are now drumming up support, raising funds for private school vouchers in Philadelphia. This is a huge game changer
mm-hmm.
that we'll talk a lot about, so I'll just headline that one.
Yep.
But finally, Eagles legend Jason Kelce has another new gig in his retirement.
Oh, God. Now what?
Well, you're going to like this one. He's teaming up with his younger brother, Travis.
I already hate it.
Huh?
I already hate it now.
Me too.
Well, they're getting into the beer business.
Of course.
All right, I like it. Wait, what's the beer?
They're going to be part owners of Garage Beer.
All right.
And it's based in Ohio, where obviously the brothers played college football for the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Okay. So the Kelseys are in the beer business. Hulk Hogan's now in the beer business. Anybody else want to go into the beer business? How about a Kale & Company beer? I think we can market. We got all these little breweries around town, all these little distilleries and stuff like that. We need to have a Kale & Company beer or an official cocktail.
Nice.
We'll be printing cash for this company if we did that.
This is a great idea.
I know for a fact that one of the owners of Artifact Brewing in Hatboro is a huge, huge, huge listener to this radio station.
Kale & Company beer?
If he's listening right now, I would love for that to take place.
Yeah.
Very cool.
If he's in the beer business, I'm sure he's not listening at 6:13 in the morning.
No,
unless
no.
he's still up.
No, I would be asleep. Catch the show on demand.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I'll headline another one. I know we want to talk about this one since we talked about beer. So for losing weight, all you know, the popular Ozempic and Wegovy weight loss drugs that everybody's just slimming down so quickly. Yeah. Well, there's another advantage according to new research. That taking the drugs Ozempic and Wegovy not only help you lose weight, but reduce the odds of relapsing or becoming an alcoholic, or if you are an alcoholic, get you off alcohol or some other drugs by a huge margin, 50% to 56%. Researchers say they tracked how many patients were diagnosed with, you know, alcohol abuse disorder over a year-long period, finding that semaglutide, that's the actual drug,
mm-hmm.
cuts the risk with these addictions 50 to 56%.
I could see a Hunter Biden Ozempic ad in a matter of days.
Hunter Biden for Ozempic.
Have you lost your laptop? Try Ozempic.
Have you lost your laptop? God. This is a good one. We are at 65 degrees. We got to talk about I have to talk about the Phils contractually.
Contractually?
Is that in the fine print?
It was in Greg's memo at some point. You must talk about the Phils at 6 a.m. We normally start at 6 a.m. Talk about the Phils at 6 a.m.
I just had a sports update. That's all
I know. 8-6. It was just bad. It was just bad. We need a mulligan, and we'll get it tonight in Boston.
Okay.
7 o'clock tonight.
All right.
Ouch.
I mean, it's baseball. They're going to lose games. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Even the greatest team loses about 60 to 65 a year.
Yeah.
So we are heating up. We talked about the heat is on real quick here. 88 degrees today, 92 degrees for your Friday tomorrow. Now, this is an important forecast for all of you as a Friday, but also Nick Cale on a Trump golf course tomorrow afternoon. There is a chance for some afternoon T-storms with lightning. Late afternoon, though.
Yeah.
They're saying late afternoon.
Great. Stocker said there's no rain in the forecast. Now I'm going to go golf, and here come the storms.
Just one storm right when you're on about the, hopefully, the 19th hole.
By the way, this is the second attempt for me to get out on this course.
Oh, no.
I think the gods are telling me something.
Saturday and Sunday, mid-80s, but next week heating up again. It's in the 90s and even 95 by next Wednesday. Piazza Auto Group sponsoring us this morning. Explore the most desirable luxury SUVs with the Defender, Discovery, Range Rover models. Schedule that test drive at Land Rover, Willow Grove, Westchester, Harrisburg, or Wilmington. Find yours today. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, for sponsoring Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:16 on this Thursday morning. Let's get to another big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
It's brought to you by Wawa. The Big Take this morning, education in Pennsylvania. If you are a parent short of having healthy and happy children, I'm not sure there's anything more important than their education. Not only do you want your kids to get the best education possible, you hope they end up being the next generation that takes America to a whole different level. When kids were sent home from school in the spring of 2020 as the COVID-19 pandemic turned the world upside down, many parents started to realize what is going on with their kids' education, what teachers were actually teaching, what sort of indoctrination might be occurring, and just where our education system really is in today's America. And as students went virtual, many children fell behind. As the pandemic calmed down, we saw just how powerful and at times corrupt the teachers' union really is. Union leaders like Randy Weingarten publicly saying one thing while private emails painting an entirely different picture. And over time, school choice has grown in prevalence and popularity. You heard Dawn mention Jay-Z coming to Philadelphia for school choice vouchers. We'll hit on that story coming up at the bottom of the hour. But I do think that most teachers do a great job. But there are certainly political agendas at play in many of these school districts. And there are also many districts that are underperforming at embarrassing levels. All things being equal, I believe parents would love to choose where their child goes to school, what level of education they receive, and without any political slants, social or cultural biases, and the preparation they need to be the best students they possibly can be. And I want to focus on Pennsylvania education for a majority of this big take, and then a little bit on what's occurring down south. But let's begin with Pennsylvania. According to the 2024 Kids Count data profile from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, Pennsylvania students are struggling in many areas. And I want to give you the three that stand out the most. First, young children not in school has increased from 43% to 56% over the last decade. Now, from 2013 to 2017, 43% of kids aged 3 to 4 were not in some sort of school, pre-K. But that number jumped to 56% from 2018 to 2022. That, of course, the pandemic years of 2020 through 2022, which I believe was a major factor. Secondly, with fourth graders, presumably around 9 years of age, which my twin daughters are, 66% of PA kids are not proficient in reading. That is up from 60% in 2019, a 6% increase over a 3-year stretch. And third and finally, with eighth graders, as of 2022 in Pennsylvania, 73% are not proficient in math. That is up 12 points from 61% in 2019, which is the last academic year before the onset of the pandemic. You can read all of the data at assets.aecf.org. And those three specific categories, courtesy of our buddy Athan Koutsourambis of Real Clear Politics PA. Maybe we should ditch the gender identity pronoun stuff and focus on what really matters. But staying in Pennsylvania, I want to bring your attention to a story from the New York Post. The headline reads, Pennsylvania school program teaches students to win at capitalism. How about that? And that's what I'm talking about. Here's an excerpt. An unorthodox learning program percolating across Pennsylvania schools infuses business innovation into traditional curriculum, leaving lawmakers split on its effectiveness. Dr. Adele Shade, founder of the Total Learning Experience, told a joint Senate committee on Tuesday about how she reimagined school curriculum to help students win at capitalism. Shade developed her learning framework, she says, while studying business as a public science school teacher. She said she realized that teachers are really project managers who are never taught the skills of project management. Shade says that applying the skills she learned from business allowed her to make drastic improvements in her own classroom at Conrad Weiser High School in Berks County. And the gains that she saw with her students and her own increased engagement as a teacher were significant, so she began to formalize and expand the program into what is now called the Total Experience Learning. The program today is actually offered among 4 credit courses at Albright College, allowing teachers to fulfill continuing education requirements and even move towards a master's degree through its completion. And there to share their experiences with the program were students and faculty from Governor Mifflin School District, where the Total Experience Learning strategies have been implemented in many of the classrooms. Speakers this past week included student A.D. Alexander, teacher Abby McKay, and superintendent Lisa Hess. Their testimony bubbled over with praise for the program. And Dr. Adele Shade is the founder of the program, and a student by the name of Nikita Patel is one of the leaders of the program. And they joined Fox and Friends First yesterday from Reading, Pennsylvania. And in this clip, you're going to hear Dr. Shade talking about the vision of the program and Nikita Patel, who started in the program in 7th grade, and she is now a college junior. Listen and watch this montage.
Well, good morning from Reading, Pennsylvania. Thank you for having us on the show this morning. You know, capitalism means private industry and entrepreneurism. And what we really need to do is find the talent that sits in our students across the United States and actually support and engage them in inventing, innovating, and changing our school system's way of thought into that entrepreneurial mindset. And that's what Total Experience Learning supports in our school systems.
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah, so it really just nurtured my entrepreneurial spirit and allowed me to explore freely. So really in this program, I was able to discover bioactive glass particles, and I developed my passion for needleless drug delivery, and I was able to merge these concepts to invent transdermal drug delivery system. And specifically, it's a new type of transdermal patch that uses nanotechnology to provide an extended release of medications. So it provides a more comfortable form of chemotherapy, an alternative form of levodopa therapy for Parkinson's disease patients, and can deliver a wide range of personalized medications. I patented the device and I founded a company for my product called Patch Life. And this program as a whole just taught me how to think and taught me how to find a problem and figure out how to create a solution. This program, anyone can do research in a lab, but this program teaches you the entrepreneurial skills that you need to get yourself outside of the lab. Learn how to pitch, how to present, because how you present yourself in front of others is what's going to ultimately make you successful. So this has helped me in a variety of pitch competitions, and it just helps you present to your peers.
And it's
that young lady right there is going to be a success in life. So join this program in seventh grade or go home from school at 3:30, sit on your bed, post videos on TikTok, and ponder your identity. Seems like an easy call for me. And speaking of easy calls, just yesterday I received an email from the Commonwealth Foundation with this headline: Pennsylvania Senate's passage of Grow PA, a huge victory for higher education reform. The Pennsylvania Senate on Tuesday passed the landmark higher education reform plan, Grow PA, demonstrating their steadfast commitment to support post-secondary opportunities and career pathways for Pennsylvanian students. The proposal, consisting of Senate Bill SB 1150 and 1151, basically was unanimous with bipartisan support, passing 49-0 and 48-1 respectively. Introduced just 2 months ago, Grow PA has made remarkably swift progress through the legislature, and the plan contrasts sharply with Governor Josh Shapiro's higher education blueprint. The Commonwealth Foundation Director of Policy Analysis, Elizabeth Stell, issued the following statement in response, saying the Commonwealth Foundation applauds Pennsylvania Senate Republicans and State Senator Scott Martin in particular for its leadership in advancing much needed higher education reform in the Commonwealth. And I mentioned earlier about the South. Let me go to Florida for a moment as we wrap here. Politico with the headline that reads, "School choice programs have been wildly successful under Ron DeSantis. Now public schools might close. The Republican governor's school choice programs may serve as a model for other GOP-leaning states across the country." I would encourage all states, Pennsylvania included, to take the Florida blueprint. And I get it, Pennsylvania, not red as Florida, but I would encourage all of these schools and all of these states and all of these parents to pursue school choice, vouchers, and prioritizing education over the other nonsense that is going on nationwide. It's pretty simple. Do we want our kids to be educated and excel in life, or are we trying to politicize our youth? Parents, hopefully, will continue to invest in their kids' schooling. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Big Take this morning brought to you by Wawa. Wawa has the pizza. It's made fresh and it tastes great. And now the price is great, too. Get the price you crave and the pizza that you love for $7.99 after 4 p.m. because you got to have a Wawa. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, fire away in the Kale & Company comment community on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/@1210WPHT. And while you're there, hit the subscribe and like buttons. We'll continue with more of this on the other side, and then we'll get to Tim Scott, Kamala Harris in the news. But first, a word from my friends at the Piazza Auto Group. Just about 2.5 months ago, stopped on out and sampled a variety of vehicles with Piazza, from Acura to Mercedes-Benz, but specifically the Piazza Mazda location in Westchester. Right now, the 2024 Mazda CX-30. I've been saying it for over 2 months. It's the best bang for your buck. The dynamic CX-30 offers eight different different levels of trim, creating a perfect fit for every lifestyle. And when it comes to performance, iActive all-wheel drive is standard, and the available turbocharged engine packs a surprising punch. Safety features such as blind spot monitoring have made it a 5-star overall safety rating. You can check it out today. Piazza Mazda in Westchester, Reading, or online at piazzamazda.com.
Stick with me for a second here, because I'm going to talk to you about golf and what's happening this week at Pinehurst. So who do you like for the, well, I can't say the name of the tournament, but who do you like for the tournament this week? We have Scottie Scheffler, plus 280. Xander Schauffele at plus 1,000. Rory McIlroy for plus 1,100. Nick Hale, who's on your list for this FanDuel?
Bryson DeChambeau, I believe 16-1 or 20-1, somewhere in that range.
Plus 2,000, it looks like, right now.
20-1.
So that's who you got?
Yes, sir.
You can take Nick Hale, or you can take Nick Hale's pick, or you can pick your own. All right there on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because they want you to get in on all the action and the crazy shots and all the major action this week at Pinehurst. Right now, all customers get a profit boost every round of the U.S. Majors. That means you can boost your outright winners, your longest drive bets, and so much more. Plus, bet on finishing positions and get paid in full for ties. You won't see any other sports book doing that. So don't wait. Go to FanDuel.com/Greg to get started. FanDuel.com/Greg to get started and take advantage of your profit boost every round at Pinehurst. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Total 10 WPHD. 21 and over, President PA. Opt-in required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
So I thought that was fascinating. It's sad on many fronts with the big take to hear that, you know, our children in Pennsylvania here are not proficient where they need to be, fourth grade reading wise, eighth grade math wise, falling behind at even a bigger rate over the last 5 years, we'll call it. Those statistics ranging from 2019 to 2022. And I think it's fascinating because school choice has been labeled this controversial concept, and it's really not. And, you know, parents have a variety of motives for wanting to be on board and have school choice as an option for them. It might just be you think the education is terrible. It might be you're conservative and you don't want some of this, you know, left-wing stuff jammed down your kids' throats, things like that. So everybody's got a different reason for it. And I do find it interesting and fascinating that Jay-Z is going to be in Philadelphia. This story, courtesy of the Associated Press, and I just want to read you this, and then, Dawn, I want to get your thoughts on all of this. Jay-Z is putting his weight behind an effort to fund private school vouchers in Philadelphia. The entertainment mogul Roc Nation announced it's funding a campaign this month to drum up support for the Pennsylvania Award for Student Success, a statewide legislative proposal to spend taxpayer money on private school scholarships for low-income families in neighborhoods with low-achieving schools. Here's a quote from one of the Roc Nation managing directors. "We have enjoyed such a special connection with Philadelphia, and so we've made it our mission to invest in the long-term success of the city's change makers." That, according to managing director of philanthropy for Roc Nation, Dania Diaz. As the AP says here, vouchers are controversial in a lot of states, including Pennsylvania, where Republicans promote them as a way to help students escape underperforming schools and teacher unions. School boards and many Democrats oppose sending taxpayer money to private and religious schools. And apparently Jay-Z triggered a lot of people, because according to this AP story, Jay-Z's support of the voucher bill drew pushback online, as AFT Pennsylvania Teachers Union said on their social platform X, quote, "This ain't it." And it's in regards to a photo of Jay-Z and Jeffrey Yass, a billionaire who is the biggest donor to the Republican campaigns in Pennsylvania. And Yass's top issue in the state is school choice. Dawn Stenslin, you talk a lot about school choice and parental rights. Your thoughts on everything that we've covered so far?
Well, the fact that Jay-Z is getting into what can only be called quite a messy political fight. Why? So when I look at this, I say, first of all, fantastic. Remember Meek Mill? That was last year. Meek Mill joined Betsy DeVos. What an eclectic group of people, I think, 50 to 60 different people who were pushing for school choice, and especially the Lifeline. The Lifeline scholarships, the reason that it's a no-brainer, and even Shapiro, we've talked a bunch about it. Governor Josh Shapiro campaigned on it, and he was on Fox News because of it. He was praised in a bipartisan way. Then the budget comes to him. He has cut the deal because of Matt Bradford and Democrats like that, who were funded with hundreds of thousands of dollars from the teachers union leadership, right? And so the Democrats, this is their funding. And so because of that, Josh Shapiro line item vetoed it, as we know, in the budget. And ever since then, my sources say Shapiro behind the scenes has done everything to try to get this done because he did promise it. And it's a no-brainer. The problem is, I think they're saying on the teachers union side, they're saying it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. Right.
It also makes me wonder, does Jay-Z... So why is he stepping into this? Does he have political ambitions?
It's a good question. Very good question. To my knowledge, I have no idea who he's ever endorsed politically. I would guess he's not a Republican. He's very big on criminal justice reform.
You would be correct. Yeah,
you just can't judge a book by its cover these days. You never know.
You never know. And a lot of all the conversations are about, hey, we need new blood, especially in the Republican. He's probably more likely to become a Republican or redefine the Democrat Party as not so progressive. So he's, but it, I think a lot, did the Trump era allow people who are in business or who you may think are unlikely? I mean, Jay-Z's an incredible businessman.
Yeah, and he's
also not just a singer or a rapper,
he's
right?
He's also uncancelable. So, you know, he's got the clout and the cachet to, you know, go down a direction that some people may be, you know, afraid to voice publicly on social media. You know, that's...
And I'm tongue-in-cheek because obviously, I mean, Beyonce, they hang with the Obamas. But that also makes me wonder if, you know, if he thinks, I could do this.
Yeah, you never know. 855-839-1210. I was blown away by how impressive that girl was from Reading, Pennsylvania. She joined that program in the seventh grade, and now she's a junior in college, and it's a kind of a fascinating program, how to win at capitalism. Like, that's an interesting thing that we, I mean, you should be teaching kids that once they start to get to, you know, seventh, eighth, ninth grade, as opposed to stuff that's being taught to pre-K and kindergartners and confusing them about their gender. So it's interesting, the motives and the programs that are out there, and obviously school choice vouchers are a big part of that. Let's get to some of the national political landscape chatter. I got to tell you, I'm always fascinated every time a story comes out about a potential Trump vice president. I want to talk about it on the show, and I actually kind of agree with this report because we haven't seen much from him. We haven't heard much from him in the last 10 days to 2 weeks. I've heard a ton, and I'm not complaining about it, but we've heard a ton and seen a lot of Byron Donalds. But Tim Scott has kind of gone, I don't want to say he's gone rogue, but he's gone into the shadows. There hasn't been much about him. And according to the New York Post, with the headline reading, "Inside Trump's VP sweepstakes, top contender falls down the short list," quote, "not a standout and not a game changer." The New York Post says the following. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, long seen as the odds-on favorite to be Donald Trump's running mate this year, is slipping in the VP race and now is widely seen by people close to Trump as, quote, "extremely unlikely to be chosen," the Post has learned. Scott, 58, was considered the leading choice for much of the past year due to his passionate support for Trump and the possibility that he could help draw black voters into the Republican fold. But a trend with a poll indicating that is already underway, and we all know that Trump has gained support in the black community. What the real percentage is, we don't truly know. Maybe we find out after the election. But now, according to a source that spoke to the Post, quote, "his star has become less bright for sure," said a second well-connected source. Still a top five pick, but not the strongest. So we've been talking about this the last couple of days. You know, Trump and Doug Burgum were in disagreement over an endorsement in the Dakota primary, which was on Tuesday. By the way, Nancy Mace and her South Carolina primary rolled to victory, if you were paying attention to some of those races on Tuesday night into yesterday. So if Trump and Burgum are at odds, and I don't know how big of a deal that is, you know, you can have disagreements on who's going to endorse who, and Scott is sliding down. Right. And Vivek Ramaswamy is out of the picture, apparently, as far as a VP. Doesn't mean he wouldn't have a spot in the cabinet. I think it would be a major miscalculation not to have him involved in some way. Boy, if Tim Scott really is on the outside looking in now, this just screams Marco Rubio, does it not? I mean, Elise Stefanik doesn't seem likely. Doug Burgum, we just mentioned. Tim Scott, we just mentioned. I mean, Byron Donalds. I mean, I think Byron Donalds should have a spot in the cabinet. But it seems to me that Marco Rubio, I would put all my eggs in the basket right now. I'd bet everything I have on Rubio.
So I mentioned this yesterday. Axios, I think, had a story about Donald Trump Jr. and about how he's the new kingmaker for the Republican Party. And he believes he's really pushing J.D. Vance. So I'm wondering how much his father is listening to him as far as that goes.
Right.
I don't know what J.D. Vance gets you.
That's my thought too. I like him, but
I still think it's going to be Tim Scott. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll ask Sean Farish. Sean Farish is a big J.D. Vance guy.
Yeah, remember that was you asked him about that
Sean,
last time.
Sean loves J.D. Vance. By the way, I was looking yesterday trying to find those pictures about whether or not maybe he wears eyeliner. Couldn't find any sources that confirm it, but you are right.
Yes.
Something weird with the eyebrows.
Yep.
And by the way,
bro wears eyeliner, dude.
Total fashion thing for certain people with the way their head's shaped, what their hair is, and how their face is built. It's a good thing J.D. Vance has a beard now, and I'm not talking about like a Tim Scott beard. I'm talking about like a real, real beard.
Stop. It's a sin.
Well, actually, Nick Cale, you bring up a good point.
Tim and Mandy are in love.
Right? I've not seen her.
I wasn't going to go there.
I just make observations that the common man brings up in private.
I know. I get it. But yes, and by the way, let's not forget, J.D. Vance was very anti-Trump for a long time.
Yeah.
Very anti-Trump for a long time.
Trump said, he came around after a while.
Not saying that matters, because if you remember, I think it was Marco Rubio who, during a speech in 2015, a campaign stop when he was running for president, was basically saying, you can't vote for a con man. We can't vote for a con man. We can't let a con man run the party.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just saying, I'm not sure how well, I get it, it's politics. People say a lot of things. Kamala trash Biden. Yeah. I understand that, but.
Called Joe racist.
I don't know. Some people might not have long memories or might have long memories or whatever. I'm just saying.
It's just funny how you see, you aired Kristi Noem, Governor Noem, the other day. She's still begging for the job when she goes on these shows. But also Nancy Mace, I mean, I know she's,
sorry.
Nancy Mace is on a lot. And so she's auditioning. She would love it. They all would love it. To me, I think he's going to win. I think the Veep, when has a Veep ever mattered? I know we talk about it because obviously this is a 4-year term teeing the next person up. And I think that's
why they're old. Both of them are old. Yeah. I mean, look, if you look at lineage, I think Trump's father lived to 94. So maybe Trump, has more years left in him, but you can't argue with the fact that one's 77, the other's 81. So
he turns 78 tomorrow.
Yeah. So the vice president this time around, I know everybody says it doesn't matter, but it actually does because you never know.
My dad's texting me. Oh yeah. Greg Stocker, 78. That's a sophomore in high school.
Yeah. And your dad's, almost 88, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Speaking of whether it matters, a couple of other quotes here. This is an unbelievable story. They vetted a lot of people. They have third and fourth sources in this New York Post article. This person also has warned that Scott, who has rep South Carolina in the Senate since 2013, quote, might not resonate with the black community in a way that's worth putting him on the ticket. I could see that. I could see Byron Donalds resonating with the black community more than Tim Scott. quote, there are stronger options, and Tim has potential to serve in the cabinet, so I still think he'll play an important role. A third insider indicated that Scott was, quote, still in the mix, but I suspect his biggest issue is he's not very good on TV. Does that matter? According to the third source, that's working against Tim Scott. And then a fourth source told the New York Post that the former president, quote, doesn't believe that the vice president matters electorally, meaning that Scott and Rubio, whose parents are Cuban, wouldn't have an advantage over other contenders such as Doug Burgum and J.D. Vance based on demographics alone. So if you want to read that story, it is in the New York Post.
Just some some instant feedback comments here. JC3 says, Rubio, hell no, and no Tim Scott. Newman Price says, I know who it won't be, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sorry, Dawn.
Stop.
The only female that made that list was Elise.
PA Pyrotechnic fan says, Rubio is a rhino. Stefanik voted to fund Ukraine rather than our border. So apparently nobody likes any of these choices. So.
Maybe Trump could just be the VP as well. He's just gonna, or maybe Trump Snoop Dogg's really an option. Sean Farish would say 855-839-1210. And then lastly, speaking of vice presidents,
one more thing. I just have to fight with somebody. PA Pyrotechnic fan. Well, Greg, people your age still live at home. I will take the wisdom over the lazy generation. First of all, I'm 44. I am part of Gen X, and I was out of my house by 18. So you have no idea what you're talking about. It's not my generation that's lazy. It's this next generation that's lazy.
It's the younger age range of the millennials into the Gen Zers, for sure.
Sorry.
So he's that guy is saying, why is he ripping Gen Xers, though?
I don't know.
What does that have to do with the VP?
It's whenever people don't like an opinion I have on something, they always attack me. Like, I'm young, I have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm this, I'm that, I'm not experienced, I wasn't a political consultant, so therefore I have no idea, yet I called every... Nah, never mind. Please.
Well, I didn't know 44, I thought 44 was kind of like a middle age prime.
Oh yeah, no, dude, I'm old.
I'm the oldest 40-year-old on the planet.
I said to somebody yesterday, because I'm interviewing a lot of people right now for all these open jobs that we have here. But I was like, I need to, the younger generation to come in and step up, because I don't, there's a lot of stuff I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean?
Yeah. No, I got you. 855-839-1210. Let me save the Kamala Harris. I don't want to rush through this. This is fascinating. Politico with a story with a headline that reads, voters have real doubts about Kamala Harris as a potential president, poll finds. Geez, you think? But what's the motive behind this? Why is this being put out there for consumption in the public? And is Kamala Harris at one point in time, will the day come, if Joe gets reelected, where Kamala Harris is the president of the United States? We'll get to that after we get to the news. Round number two is coming up next, the 7 o'clock hour on the way. It's Kale and Company, live here on this Thursday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.